Welcome to this iOS 11 demo, and this demo is basically updating from iOS 10 to iOS 11. And just a note, remember that your 32-bit apps will no longer work unless they've been updated on iOS 11. And like all major updates from a previous version, if you've got really, really critical apps that you need to use all the time, make sure if you're a developer or social network, etc., that those apps still work or function. All right, so with that warning said, let me just dive in and go and update my iPhone here. So I'm going to find settings.
Phone, set page 205, settings.
Settings, side up
settings. Settings.
And flick down.
Settings, David Woodbridge, Apple, Aeroplane mode, off, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mobile, personal hotspot,
and
service
I'm
provider,
just flicking down
notifications,
to general.
Control center, do not disturb, general, button.
And one finger double tap on
selected,
general.
General, settings, back button.
Flicking to the right.
General, head, about, button.
And keep
software
going.
Update,
there's
button.
Software update, one finger double tap.
Selected, software update, general, back button.
And if I flick to the right.
Software update, heading, iOS 11, Apple Incorporated, dimmed.
So iOS 11.
iOS 11, Apple Incorporated.
And of course, I'm just flicking through at the moment with VoiceOver.
1.9 gigabytes.
Ooh, 1.9 gigabytes.
iOS 11 brings hundreds of new features to iPhone and iPad, including an all-new App Store, a more proactive and intelligent Siri, improvements to camera, photos, and augmented reality technologies to enable immersive experiences. iOS 11 is also the biggest release for iPad ever and adds powerful new multitasking features, a new Files app, and more ways to use Apple Pencil.
Okay, so highlighting some major features for general iOS and specifically for the iPad, i.e. multitasking and new things you can do with the Apple Pencil. Flicking to the right.
Learn more button.
That's the learn more button.
Download and install button.
Download and install. Flick to the right again.
Download and install.
Can't go any
button.
Further, so one finger double tap on that.
Passcode. 0 of 4 values entered.
Put in my passcode. I'm just going to pause the recording and whack it in. And there we go.
Software update. Download and install. Dimmed button. Terms and conditions. Heading.
Ah, yes, the good old terms and conditions. Let me do a 4 finger touch down the bottom.
Top of screen.
Whoops, down the bottom.
Agree.
I said.
Button.
Thank you. One finger double tap.
Agree. Alert. Terms and conditions.
Yeah, yeah. 4 finger double tap again on the bottom.
Agree. Button.
One finger double tap.
Agree. Terms and conditions. Agree. Button.
And let's just see.
Software
there
update.
We go.
Download and install. Dimmed. Button. Update requested. Dimmed. Button.
Update requested. Now, what I'm not going to make you do in this recording is basically sit there with empty
dimmed.
Space.
Button.
So what I'll do is I'll check how the download's going, and you'll probably hear it say the percentage on and off for a couple of times, and then we'll get to the actual installing of iOS 11. So in reality, I'll let you know how long this is going to take, but in podcasting terms, it's going to take about 5 seconds. So let me just check what the time
8:39
is. 8:39 a.m. So it's 8:39 as I'm doing this recording on the 20th of September here in Australia. So let me just touch towards the top of the screen.
iOS 11. Apple. iOS 11. Apple Incorporated. About 5 minutes remaining.
Oh, really? 5 minutes remaining. I will keep checking this and I'll be back soon.
About 4 minutes remaining.
Okay, so we're down to 4 minutes.
About 3 minutes remaining.
Okay, about 3 minutes remaining. Let me see what the time is.
8:42 a.m. Start.
Yep, been going for 3 minutes so far.
About 2 minutes remaining.
Okay, we've got about 2 minutes. What time is it?
8:43 a.m.
Yep, being here for 4 minutes. Very good.
About 1 minute remaining.
Okay, we're down to 1 minute.
About 59 seconds remaining.
Oh, 59 seconds. Well, 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 that's good.
About 57 seconds remaining.
57 seconds.
About 53 seconds remaining.
Now, I'm going to try and
about
cut out some of the
remaining.
Background noise here. I've just got a currently
about
a few iPhones
remaining.
And Macs currently running in the background here. So
about
if I miss the
remaining.
Occasional tweet or email, Bing,
about
whatever
35
else,
seconds remaining.
You'll have to excuse me for this podcast.
About 31 seconds remaining.
Well, I think we'll just leave the recording going at
about
this point.
About 28 seconds remaining.
28 seconds.
About 23 seconds remaining.
23.
About
and
18
course,
seconds remaining.
And of course, it goes without saying that you've got to be on a Wi-Fi network to download
about 14 seconds remaining.
The update, since it's about 1.9 gig
about 10
anyway.
Seconds remaining.
And it will actually
about
remind
six seconds
you
remaining.
That you can't download on a mobile data anyway.
About 2 seconds remaining. Preparing update.
Okay,
alert.
Preparing
software
update.
Software update.
Alert, software update.
iOS 11 will begin installing in 6 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Install now, button.
Oh, well, I'm going to
install now.
Install
alert.
Now.
In progress.
6 seconds.
Verifying update. Right. Ellipsis.
Verifying.
Verifying update. Ellipsis.
Still verifying.
In progress.
Right to left.
In progress.
In progress.
Verifying update. Ellipsis.
Verifying update. All right. Let's just leave the focus on verifying update with VoiceOver. And we'll just give it another couple of seconds or so, and then we'll check the screen again. Oh. Okay, I'm assuming no speech means it's restarting, which is good. Or actually probably installing, and then it's going to update and restart. All right, so I'm going to put my iPhone back down and just wait till VoiceOver starts talking again. So I've got my Mac here. Let me just check what the time is.
September 20th, 8:46 a.m.
So it's 8:46. It was 8:39 when I started, so we gave about 7 minutes. So I will see how long this no speech bit, as in it's updating, is going to be, and I'll let you know. So I'll just pause the recording and we'll come back. Or I'll come back, one of the two. Right, let me do a check on the odd time here on my Mac.
September 20th, 8:49 a.m.
8:49, so we've only been going for, what was that, 2 minutes so far.
September 20th, 8:52 a.m.
8:52, so we've now been going for, what's that, 3 plus 2 is 5, so 5 minutes so far. 8:55, so I've been going for about, so now 8 minutes. Okay, all right, I'm going to check my Twitter feed.
Twitter, window, home, tape, quit Twitter, unsaved tweets, alert, dialogue, cancel button.
In 3 minutes, work, traffic is light. It will take 12 minutes to get to Central Coast Care on Showground Road.
Quit and discard, default button.
Home to finish setting up iOS 11.0.
I was about to send a tweet. All right, so let's see, that was a reminder from my phone. So let me just touch my screen.
Enter passcode. Your passcode is required to enable Touch ID. Passcode field. 0 of 4 values entered.
Okay, so my phone is definitely restarted. I've got an error into my passcode for my phone. So I'll just pause the recording and pop it in. Okay,
set
it's
up.
Been popped
update
in.
Completed.
Update completed. Let me flick to the right.
Your iPhone was updated successfully. There are just a few more steps to follow, and then we're done.
I like it when it says that. Your phone has been updated successfully, and there's just a few more steps. Well, that means it hasn't been updated completely.
Continue. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on continue.
Continue. Secure text field. Is editing required? Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Okay, let me just
password.
Back to left. We'll see what it wants me to
enter the Apple
for.
ID password for wgrip@gmail.com.
Enter the password for one of my Apple IDs.
Password. Secure text field. Is editing required?
It's already editing. So again, I'm going to pause the recording and pop in my password. Okay, I'm going to tap on return.
Return. Apple ID. Heading. In progress.
In progress. Actually, I was going to tell you how long that took, actually, for the silent bit. Let me just see.
September 20th, 8:59 a.m.
So 8:59, so it took 12 minutes. Okay, so let's just say between 10 and 12 minutes until I got speech back on my iPhone with VoiceOver.
Welcome to iPhone.
Welcome to iPhone. If I flick to the right.
Get started. Button.
Get started.
Get started. Button.
That's all we have. So one finger double tap and get started.
Calendar. Wednesday, the 20th of September, 2 new notifications.
And there we go. Done. Well. So I didn't need to do anything about Touch ID, iCloud, Siri, anything. It just went straight into my phone and I'm ready to go. All right, so we're at the main home screen of my iPhone. That appears to be the update now complete. So that completes this sort of in real time, short demo. What's it been now, about 21 minutes since I started doing the update. So it doesn't take long at all. And what I'll do in other demos for iOS 11, I'm just gonna highlight the things that I find of interest. I'm not gonna do a full feature length demo on all the stuff to do with iOS 11. I'm gonna do the stuff that I'm primarily interested in. Because you can also go to places like Mosen.org and grab Jonathan Mosen's excellent book, iOS Without the I, and you can also find lots of good stuff on Apple Viz as well. Anyway, that's me done for the moment. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.